Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. So much to talk about today. We've had a lot of fun so far. I had Becky Hillier in with a good news story, and Big Jim calling in about the honor flight and our nation's memorials. You know, it's Washington, D.C. is an incredible place. And, you know, it is possible to go there and see the monuments, the memorials, the museums, and pretty much insulate yourself from the politicians and the political side of it. It's there too, but if you don't want to look at that, you really don't have to. It's quite a place to go. The National Museum of Art is there. It's beautiful. There's works of art in there that you've probably read about or heard about, but never seen. And all the Smithsonian buildings, it's just incredible. But we got a message from Evan in Belt. He's a veteran, and he's always got a great take on things. Evan says today, as I roll out to begin this day, I just can't help but think how blessed we are to live in this great country. I've had the opportunity to serve alongside some of the best people humanity ever produced. But regardless, whether you served or not, I want to thank all of you out there who help keep this engine we call the USA running. Thank you for all you do, and despite all the differences we may have, the hardworking, God-fearing people of this nation will never allow the naysayers to tear us apart. So be on your way today, keep a smile on your face, and continue to make a difference. Happy Freedom Friday. Thanks, Evan. I really appreciate that. That's a great message. And, you know, you bring up several good points there. We don't all have to agree on everything. But, you know, let's be civil. Let's work together. You know, the media wants to separate us. Politicians want to keep us separated. Let's come together, even in spite of our differences, just like Evan says. So a great message on this Freedom Friday. Also, I've got a message here. Any information about non-citizens being able to obtain a Montana state driver's license through a new state house bill that 9 Republican lawmakers are supposedly voting for? Yes, we are going to talk about that. That is something that caught my eye yesterday or the day before. The day before, I believe. And it's true. So we're going to talk about that. We got Rock in the middle of nowhere on the phone. So if you want to be on the show, you can call in 406-294-0970. 406-294-0970. Call in, let us know what's on your mind today. Rock, what's on your mind?
Well, first off, when I was reading in my Bible this morning, something jumped out at me in the book of Mark that Jesus said. He said, a house divided will not stand. Plain and simple, that's our country right now. It's very, very, very divided. And what's with these judges? If they're doing something that's not constitutional, how do they get away with it? I know you got to go through all this litigation and everything to see if it's constitutional or not. But
Hang on to that thought, Rock. I got to take a break, but I want to come back to you. I want to talk about that. We'll be right back.
Okay. It's March 28th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. It's National Black Forest Cake Day. This decadent dessert hails from the Black Forest mountain range in southwest Germany, where a special liqueur is folded into the cake mixture. Traditionally, this is a chocolate cake with multiple layers of whipped cream and cherries before being decorated with more whipped cream, more cherries, and chocolate shavings. In the UK, pastry makers also add sour cherries and Kirschwasser, a liqueur of tart cherries. However, there is an actual law on the books in Germany that Kirsch must be part of the mixture if it's to be considered authentic. Also on this date, in 1885, the Salvation Army in the U.S. is officially organized. And in 1963, the New York Titans of the AFL changed the team name to New York Jets after the franchise is sold. If it's your birthday today, you share it with Hall of Fame head basketball coach Jerry Sloan, born in 1942. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
If you tied the knot last year, you may find that you're paying more in taxes. I'm Jenny Cosola with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Carmen Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
When married, your filing status is determined based on your marital status for the last day of the year or December 31st. Typically, dual-income households pay more in taxes married due to the so-called marriage penalty. CPA Bill Bendy says the penalty is no longer relevant for most couples.
The marriage penalty used to be the five differences between standard deductions if we were single or married. Currently, standard deduction for a single taxpayer is $14,600 and standard deduction for a married couple is $29,200. Exactly twice that amount.
Jenny Cosola, Fox News. Now.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, we got Rock on the line. We're going to go back to him. He was going to talk about judges and when they go against the Constitution. Okay, Rock, you had a great point. So when a judge goes against the Constitution, what happens to them?
Well, it seems like nothing happens to them because they just they drag it out. And, you know, I don't know. It's really frustrating. You don't see this happen when the Democrats are in office. So it's only these, I guess, liberal judges that that pull this kind of stuff. And, you know, they're out there. I mean, the hatred for Trump is pretty amazing. And anything he does, they're going after him. And they will try to impeach him if they get back in power when they take the house, if they take the House, which seems to happen every, you know, 2 years into a presidency. And see, then the House changes, and then you have no, you know, the presidency is just, you know, lame duck.
Right,
so.
Right. Well, yeah, that's true. Hey, Rock, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I hope you have a great weekend. You know, it does seem like the Democrats always try and play this game where really what they're doing is distracting us from a lot of things. But, you know, instead of working for our country, they're working against our country. And it goes both ways. Both parties do this. You know, if they would spend more time working to make our country a better place and less time tearing each other down and trying to separate us, you know, the country would be better off, but that's how they do stuff. Let's take another call. We got Perry in Columbus. Perry, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, Mr. Blackard. You know, John and Aaron seemed to have some poltergeists in the studio on Tuesday, but thankfully they got them out. But speaking of unhappy spirits, the rising delusion and desperation of the hard left, wokist, Islamist anarchists is beginning to look a lot like cornered, wounded animals, striking anywhere and any way they can. This is a dangerous time for America because they've got nothing to lose now. And Montana is not immune to this lefty madness. And I want to put out a call for conservatives to stand tall, dig in your heels, and make sure your voices are heard and our influence is felt all the way to Helena at this time now and all the time. Because I'm talking about the indoctrination of our kids in public schools and universities instead of educating them. Activist judges like Rock was talking about that treat the Constitution like a roll of toilet paper. And worst of all, Democrats that run for local office as Republicans and then thumb their noses at conservatism after Election Day. So how can all of us help put an end to that?
Yeah, that's great. Great points. I really appreciate that, Perry. Thanks for the call. You know, we can stay educated. We can educate ourselves. When we vote, we have to know who we're voting for. We've got to do the research. Because right now there are 9 Republicans up in Helena that they're rhinos. They're Republican in name only. And they're voting against the party. They're voting with the Democrats. And it's just like this driver's license thing for illegals. They're going to vote for this, non-citizens being able to obtain driver's licenses, illegals get driver's licenses. There are 19 states in this country that already do that. That's a lot. But, you know, when you find out who they are, it's not very surprising. California, Colorado, Connecticut, Delaware, Hawaii, Illinois, Maryland, Massachusetts, Minnesota, Nevada, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Washington, and the District of Columbia. So there are a lot of states that already allow this. But should illegals get anything? If you're here illegally, you broke the law being here. Should you get anything? Well, the last administration gave them housing, gave them money, gave them, they gave them everything. So, you know, I think President Trump is doing a good thing. I think he's doing the best he can to get rid of the violent, criminal, illegal aliens. You know, if you haven't seen these commercials that they're running on TV, you need to keep an eye out for them because they're incredible. They show that we're taking a strong stance against this. And the interesting thing about that commercial, too, is it welcomes people here legally. It says, if you're here illegally, we're going to find you and we're going to deport you. But if you want to come into this country legally, there's a way to do that, and we welcome you to do that. So it's a great message. So keep an eye out for that. See if you can find that. Let's see. Lee in Kalispell is on line 4. Lee, how are you today?
Oh, pretty good. I was going to talk about Hegstead and him being fired. Now, he's saying, the commentator was saying about him being fired, if it was another administration that he would have been fired already. So let's take a look at that. Say, the most famous one, Hillary Clinton. Now, she was Secretary of State, and she had illegal security information on her computer that was hacked into by foreign governments.
Hey, hold that thought. We got to take a quick break, but I want to come back to you. We'll be right back.
See, over the last 3 years, what's less obvious and less reported on is that the economy has grown tremendously as well. That's especially true in mountain states like Montana. When you ask the question, what percentage of the jobs lost during the pandemic has Montana recovered, you get an astounding answer, more than 150%. That's the kind of growth that helps state government record extraordinary budget surpluses in the immediate wake of the pandemic, some of which will return to taxpayers as rebates. That's a great good news story, except for one thing, it's history. State revenues are not growing double-digit rates anymore, far from it. In fact, in the most recent fiscal year, which ended June 30th, state tax revenues actually fell when corrected for inflation. And we're not alone. Former high-flying states like Utah and Nevada kept us company with their own declines in inflation-adjusted tax revenues. I'm Patrick Bakke.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
Donald Trump's America.
President Trump has declared April 2nd is Liberation Day, a day he's imposing reciprocal tariffs on all imports from countries that put duties on U.S. goods.
We're going to charge countries for doing business in our country and taking our jobs, taking our wealth.
But the president says those tariffs will be, in some cases, lenient.
It'll be, in many cases, less than the tariff that they've been charging us for decades. So I think people are going to be very, very surprised.
The markets have reacted negatively to the tariff threats, an impact President Trump believes will be short-lived.
You're going to see numbers like you haven't seen, both in terms of employment. It takes a little while. You're going to have great construction numbers initially, and then you're going to have, ultimately, you're going to have a lot of people making a lot of cars.
In addition to reciprocal tariffs, additional duties are also being added to vehicles. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It's tax day. You can get a break from filing, but you do have to pay. I'm Jenny Cosola with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
I'm Benjamin Hall, Fox News senior correspondent and New York Times best-selling author. Join me every Monday on my podcast as I speak with silent but noteworthy heroes. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast, Searching for Heroes with Benjamin Hall, wherever you download podcasts, and leave a rating and a review.
Not ready to file your taxes? Carl Breedlove, lead tax research analyst with the Tax Institute at H&R Block, says you can file with the IRS for an extension.
Simply filing the paperwork and sending it in, you'll get that automatic six-month extension, and that'll give you until October 15th to file that return.
However, you still need to pay the IRS.
Estimate the amount of money that you'll owe and pay at least 90% of that.
There is both a failure to file penalty and a failure to pay penalty. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, well, let's go right back to the phone lines again. We've got Lee in Kalispell. Sorry about that interruption, Lee. So go on. You were saying that Hillary had a server. Nobody fired her, right? So go ahead.
No, actually, she did. Oh, that's right. She didn't get fired. Now, did she? Or did she didn't serve any time in prison either for her crime? But that's what I was going to say. You kind of defeats the guy's inclination that Haystack should be fired.
Right. Well, you know, everybody makes mistakes. Now, some are mistakes. Some are purposely done and illegal. Like, Hillary didn't make a mistake by having this server in her bathroom or in her house or whatever. She didn't make a mistake by having a secret email address that she conducted business on to avoid having to record those emails and that sort of thing. So some are mistakes, some are done intentionally, but what we see is nothing really happens to these people in Washington, D.C. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much, Lee. So it's a game, and they're playing us as fools. So you see that these politicians, they do things. If it's a mistake, people make mistakes. Let's move on with it. But see, the Democrats jump on this, and they want him fired right now. Well, the reason they want him fired is because President Trump nominated him for that office, and he was confirmed. They confirmed him as well. And so if he makes one mistake, should he be fired? Should they throw him out and we go to somebody else? The Democrats only want him out of there because Trump put him in there and nominated him for that position. They all put him in there. And they just want to cause chaos and stir things up. They are not fighting for the good of our country. They're fighting against our country. They love chaos. They live in chaos. So, you know, until they start prosecuting people that purposely break the law in Washington, D.C., I don't think we should fire people that make a mistake. I don't know. You call and tell me what you think. 406-294-0970. I got a delivery in the studio here from Proof. I don't know if you've been to Proof Donuts yet, but they got good coffee, good donuts, and great sandwiches. And these things are spectacular. So thank you, Janelle, for sending this up, because I love these beignets. These are great. So we got beignets, we got a sandwich, we got coffee. I'm sharing this with my engineer, and it's great. It's a great day. Happy Freedom Friday. It's a great day in Montana. It's a great day in this country. So we had somebody mentioned earlier this non-citizens or illegals being able to obtain a driver's license in Montana. So that's a bill that's being discussed and voted on in Helena. And we have 9 Republicans that are all going to vote for this thing because they're not really Republicans. They're Democrats. But, you know, what do you think? Call and let me know what you think about this. Should illegals get anything? Benefits, driver's licenses, what have you? You know, tell me what you think. But there's also another bill up there that you should be paying attention to. Now, there's 2 of them, and these aren't necessarily, well, what they're doing is these people want a sales tax. And so what they're going to do is they're going to pass this bill, which allows them to put this to a vote of the people and whether we want a sales tax or not. And, you know, it may sound good when they say, we're going to lower your property tax and we're going to implement the sales tax. Okay, well, you're going to take away one, then you're going to implement another one. And the way they sell this to you is they say, well, we have a lot of tourism in this state, and we can get all these tourists that come to this state to help pay for everything, and we'll tax them. We'll tax them. They will be, but you will be paying sales tax year round. So if you live here year round, these tourists, yeah, they're only going to spend a little money while they're here, and we'll get some tax off of that. But it'll start at like 4%. And you think, well, 4%, so every dollar, it's $1.04, and every $10, it's $10.40. And so you see how that works. Well, it starts at 4 cents. Well, maybe that's not all that much. But then they're going to add another 0.25 cents for something else, and then 0.5 cents, and 3/4, and then another penny. And then pretty soon you're paying 10%. Where I grew up, it's 10%. So when you figure the city, the county, and the state taxes, it's 10%. So every $100 you spend, they tax you $10, $110. The first time my kids ever experienced tax, they were back in Kansas. I gave them some money. They went to the counter of the store, set something up there, and it was $1, right? 99 cents. She had $1. And the guy says, that'll be $1.09. And she looked at him like, what? It's 99 cents. Well, it's $1.09. And so that was their introduction to sales tax. So keep in mind, they may even tell you, well, we're not going to tax consumables like water, food, things like that. They may even tell you, we're not going to tax gas. Well, gas already has a ton of tax on it. But think about this. You go to buy that $80,000 vehicle, because they're crazy expensive nowadays, and you pay 10%, you're going to pay $8,000 in sales tax on that vehicle. $8,000. Your bank probably will not finance sales tax. I know this from experience. Used to be in the business, unless you got bulletproof credit. So you're going to pay $8,000. You're going to take that out of your pocket, and that goes away. That doesn't go to your loan. It doesn't pay down your vehicle. It goes straight to the government. $8,000. That's on an $80,000 vehicle. So you do not want a sales tax. Here's what we need to do to lower our taxes. These politicians need to quit spending so much money. How about that? How about stopping spending all this money? You know, we had a surplus in Helena, and we got a refund of some of our taxes. Well, instead of taking our money and then giving us a pittance back, patting us on the head and saying, look what we did for you, just quit taking our money to begin with. Stop doing that. Stop spending so much money. But one of the things that we've got to do is we've got to quit asking the government and politicians for so much stuff. It kind of starts with us. Quit asking for everything. Quit expecting the government to give us everything, because we're going to pay for it. They don't give anything. They're going to tax you and then give it to you. So keep that in mind. We need to stop asking government for help. We need to stop asking them to give us things. Just, we need to help ourselves. That's what we need to do. We need to help each other. We don't need the government to do that. We got Lisa on line 4 in Luther. driver's privilege card. Let's see what she's got. Go ahead, Lisa.
Thank you for having me on. A couple points to make is that these cards, if you read the
bill. Whoops. We lost you, Lisa. Cut out. Call us back, Lisa, and we'll get you back on there because
only
there you are.
Oh, okay. It'll make it much easier for illegals to hide among us to be able to get jobs, harder for immigration services to do their job. It'll also make it harder for election administrators to determine whether they're legal to vote because there's nothing on there that says that they're not a citizen. So if you read the description of what goes on that card, nothing says that you are a citizen or not. These cards are meant as the first step to full-fledged driver's license cards for people who are legal with nothing on the card to indicate that you're not allowed to register to vote. And one of the things on the registration form is that you do not, as an elect, is that you're not allowed to ask for citizenship. They simply have to attest, and when you get a driver's license, you're automatically enrolled unless you decline to be enrolled as a registered voter. So this will lead to election fraud as well. And as far as taxes, Governor Gianforte should be accountable for the largest tax increase in this state because he inherited a budget from Bullock of approximately $12.8 billion in 2021, and he's now asking for close to $18 billion. That's a 45% increase, and his office alone in the governor's office is going from $7 million to $32 million, which is a 430-some% increase. And there's no explanation on where they're spending all this money that they've increased. Plus, he's added 400 employees since Bullock handed over the reins to him. This is not small government, so Gianforte is just as accountable to the people for why he's spending as much money as he is. And we're fed up, and as far as the sales tax is concerned, this is also an incremental step to actually increasing sales tax later on and never, ever really going to give us the property tax cut that we want because we might get it initially, but what will happen there'll be an excuse on something that's underfunded or something they have to pay back or some catastrophe that they're going to have to increase property taxes again. So before you know it, you'll have the same, if not higher, property taxes and even higher sales taxes. It's a shame that even conservatives don't seem to understand this. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. Great points. Once they start it, it's just going to continue to increase. And, you know, it's interesting. I wish I could pull up the story that I read yesterday, but it said the decrease in property tax, basically, they were going to lower it a little bit, but reserve the right to raise it back up. I mean, it's right there in black and white. It's not going away. We're just going to lower it, but then we can increase it again if we want to, and now we're going to have a sales tax as well. So yeah, it's a shell game. Don't buy into it.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, it's Freedom Friday. George Blackard in for Aaron Flint. We've got some good calls coming in now, so keep that up. If you want to be on the show, 406-294-0970. Let's go to George in Kalispell. He's got a statement on sales tax. What's on your mind, George?
Hi, good morning. I lived in Florida for 25 years. Don't hold that against me. I was in the Navy there. And they had a sales tax that was constitutionally capped. And each county could vote on a sales tax addition to that if they wanted to. And I know we can only have two taxes in Montana, which is great. I agree with that. But the issue I have is our tourism industry and our five surrounding states and country get to come into Montana and buy things tax-free, and the residents of Montana are held to fix the infrastructure and the roads and everything that we need to support all this tourism. So, yes, I'm a proponent of a sales tax. It can be constitutionally limited at 5%, which is what Kerry from Bozeman proposed for years and years and years. And then we could control the sales tax at a rate constitutionally, and not have. And your example was $8,000 on a brand new vehicle, but that's at a 10% sales tax. And what that does is it gives the citizens the opportunity to decide what they want to spend their money on, and what's taxable and what's not taxable. And I just think that, you know, it's something that we should kind of think about, maybe look at. I know it's political suicide because I talk to a lot of politicians about it on both sides. They all say the same thing. They tank in the polls. But it is something that we should consider, that we're letting all these other states in Canada come in and buy their stuff tax-free.
So that's true. But those stores, those business owners are benefiting from that. People benefit from them spending money here, even if we don't have to collect taxes on it. And so, yeah, we have them driving on our roads, and we have that infrastructure thing, but they're only here for a short amount of time. We're here 24 hours a day, and we're the ones that are going to pay for it. And I've seen this before. I've seen it start out at 1%, 2%, whatever, and then it goes up and it goes up and it goes up, and they're not going to get rid of those other taxes. Now, if they do it constitutionally, if they get rid of, say, the income tax, then, and that's constitutional, so that they can't bring it back, then I would listen to that. But the way that they're talking about doing it now is reducing the property tax, but it says right in there, with the ability to raise it back up later if they need to.
Right. And I think that's probably something that we could do constitutionally, cap that. But we did try that, and then it seemed like it went through the courts and it wasn't allowed to change our mill rate of property taxes. But if you just do the simple math on either your property tax or your income tax, and do that at 5%, most Montanans, I would say a high percentage, would not spend that much money every single year, either or, income or property. And I did the math on me. It would be about $60,000 of, if it at 5%, $60,000 a year I would have to spend, which I don't do. Most Montanans don't do that. They may buy a car once in a while, but I think it's something that we could consider. It has the limitations. It's constitutionally capped, and it would make our lives a whole lot easier.
Yeah. Well, George, great call. Thank you very much. I appreciate you calling in. That right there, folks, he's done his research. He's figured that out. He's crunched the numbers, and he's come up with a stance. And you know what? I applaud that. Whether I agree with him or not, he's done his homework. That's how you do it. You do it just like George and Kalispell. You crunch the numbers. You do it all. And, you know, here's the thing. And he made me think about what I said. If they took away a tax constitutionally and could not bring it back, then I don't care if they replace it with another one. I mean, I do, but that's fair. That works, then that's okay. But that's not what they want to do, and you've got to really watch out for that stuff. So, hey, we've got, let's see, Kyle on line four wants to talk about sales tax as well. What's on your mind, Kyle?
You know, I like both of you guys, the guy that was just on there, and your ideas as well. A couple of times ago in the legislature, they had a bill for a sales tax that would have, if I remember correctly, it would have been 6%. I can't quite remember the exact number, but in any case, it would completely have eliminated property taxes. And nothing could have ever been changed on the sales tax or the property tax issue. Could not have been changed unless there was a 70% popular vote. Now, that's something I would get behind, because we would be the only people in the whole 50 states that actually own their property. and not just renting it from the state.
Right.
So I think the only way to do a property tax system would be to eliminate sales tax would be to eliminate property taxes 100% and require a 70% popular vote in order to move it at all. And the other thought is, whoever put this property or the sales tax bill forward with the provision of being able to maneuver it and get it so that they could bring it all back ought to be labeled. We ought to find out who that guy was, because that's somebody that should not be reelected.
Absolutely.
We've got to find this stuff out. These bills just aren't bills. They're also revelatory to who in the world is putting this garbage forward. Because whoever's trying to pull the wool over the people of Montana's eyes need to be held accountable, along with these nine people that are voting along with the Democrats. I don't care how they try to hide behind their religion, because I've seen one lady talking about how she reads her book of Leviticus or whatever every morning, and that somehow gives her strength. Good grief. What a phony way to deal with this stuff. You're either taking a stand on the way that things are, in reality, or you're trying to run off into some la-la land. And I think there's nothing wrong with being a solid Christian and being in the legislature, and I'm not saying that in any way, shape, or form, because I am as well. The point I'm trying to make is we've got to stop living in la-la land and come down to dealing with issues the way that they are. Illegal aliens having driver's licenses shouldn't even be a consideration. They're illegal.
Exactly. Aliens. Exactly. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate that. Yeah. Those are great points. We got some good callers today. Keep calling in. Kyle, I agree. And I just think that here's something. This is good. If you want to know who is coming up with these bills, you can go to bills.legmt.gov. Bills.legmt.gov. You don't even have to type in www, just bills.legmt.gov. And it will pull up on the front page. You don't even have to look for it. It's called Bill Explorer, and it's for the 2025 session, and they're all right there. It shows you the bill number. It shows you the short title, primary sponsor, the status date, and the status. And this is the simplest way to see what's going on up there right now. Now, there is a ton of bills, and this is the other thing. Politicians apparently think that they have to pass laws to prove they're doing something. How about they start getting rid of some laws? Let's get rid of laws we don't need, that are outdated, that don't make any sense. You know, let's do that one time instead of adding hundreds and hundreds of laws and bills. Let's stop that. You don't have to pass a bill or a law to prove that you're doing something. It just boggles my mind that it seems like that's what they do. You know, they're like, well, I'm going to pass a bill. I'm going to make more laws that is going to further confine you, restrict you, put you under the government thumb. It's nuts. They should be getting rid of those things. George Blackard in for Aaron Flint. It's Freedom Friday. More calls when we come back.
Now, here's the morning Sean Hannity update.
Now, these news outlets, a couple of them, and credit to the ones that are reporting it, that at the beginning of March, Donald Trump had secured commitments from foreign nations and from companies over $3 trillion in new investment. Yesterday, Reuters and other news outlets reported that the United Arab Emirates had pledged to invest $1.4 trillion in business in the U.S. That's a total now of $4.4 trillion. If you look at the U.S. Treasury website, all the tax revenue collected by the IRS over the entire year last year comes to $4.9 trillion. So that's just about $500 billion more than the cumulative foreign business investments that Donald Trump has brought to America in just 12 weeks.
Join Sean later today, right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, you exhausted every day? Maybe you have the 3 p.m. crash or struggling with memory issues, having a hard time focusing. You have to stop and pay attention to what I'm about to tell you. I never run out of energy, and I'm fully focused. Strong Cell, it's a revolutionary supplement that has truly changed my life. I use it every single day. It gives you natural energy, helps me stay focused all day long, and just makes me feel better overall. Whether you're a working mom or dad or homeschooling your kids or some of our loyal men and women behind the wheel across the country, try Strong Cell. It'll change your life. Linda uses it as well.
I use it every single day. I have my kids using it, my parents using it, my in-laws using it, my friends using it. And I am telling you, it is immediate. It is one of the only ways you can get NADH on the market. And it works.
Go to HannityStrong.com. Use promo code Hannity. You get a special 20% off any order. Once again, HannityStrong.com. And Strong Cell believes in their products so much, you get a 60-day no-risk policy. Invest in your health. I did it. It changed my life.
I'm Michelle Polino, Kenny Chesney, June Carter Cash, and producer Tony Brown were announced as the newest members of the Country Music Hall of Fame. The three will be inducted in a ceremony in the fall.
Take her home, fall in love.
Chesney will be inducted in the Modern Performer category as he made his first record in 1994 and had his first number one hit in 1997. The late June Carter Cash goes in the Veterans Era division. Her children, Carlene Carter and John Carter Cash, attended the announcement. And producer Musician Brown is this year's inductee into the rotating non-performer category. Bryan has revealed the special guest for his upcoming 2025 farm tour, with all three dates focused in California for the first time in history. Tyler Hubbard, Rhett Atkins, Dallas Davidson, and DJ Rock are set to appear, with Chase Beckham performing on May 15th and 16th only. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks.
All right, let's just get right back to the phones. We've got Chris in Columbia Falls. Chris, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind again? Since the 90s, it really grew really bad because the camel nose is under the tent again. How come when we're all primed in this country to cut things that are frivolous and unproductive, and yet here they are again wanting to make it hard for business owners to run their businesses? Number one, you have to fill out the forms for the sales tax. You have to carry the burden, you know, if you are a private owner of a business. And I've been three times. I had a cabinet shop. I had an art gallery. And I was part of a conglomerate who sold antiques and collectibles. All you folks are going to have to take the burden of this extra tax thing on. Why do they do that? So, I mean, you got a sales tax. And they already pay their fair share by coming to Montana, going to the park, buying your products and your goods that you so hard work for. So that's the whole point here. That you need a Proposition 13, which the guy was talking about earlier. There's places in California who have that. And you can't move it away. And it's good for elderly people who have homes and properties in Montana. They would have it frozen when they die or pass on. And that'll be passed on maybe to their children or the new owner or whatever. But a sales tax is nothing but another, what do they call it? Equipment tax. Do we still have an equipment tax in Montana?
Yeah,
I'm not sure, but if you have to pay for equipment tax, that's what they try to do to me.
Oh, yeah.
And we stop the sales tax every time. So this is not a good way to do it. It just shows you a failure of leadership.
Exactly.
Does that mean that Charlie Russell show, I think it made $9.16 million over the weekend? That means they're going to go retroactive back, and they have to pay the tax on that, sales tax on that?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I agree. Hang on. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's just maddening to me because he brought up a good point. If you're a small business owner, you have the responsibility to collect that tax for the government and then turn it over to them. So it's another thing that you as a small business owner is going to have to do. So it does put a burden on everybody involved, except the government, who sits up there and reaps this windfall of money and then spends it on whatever the heck they want to spend it on. So it's not as simple as it seems. Jerry in Billings is about the driver's permission card.
Yeah, you know, that is totally ridiculous. I would think Gene Forte would never allow that bill to go past his desk.
I would hope not.
It would get passed in. Well, I just can't believe these people would do that. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Right.
I don't know about you, but I had to go down to the driver's license, take tests, and make sure that my driver's license stays legitimate, and then they just give them away. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't know what they have to do for that. I assume they have to take a driver's test to actually get the permissions card or the license, but who knows?
Well, it doesn't sound like it.
Well, it doesn't.
So anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it.
I just can't imagine. I voted for GM 4D because I think he's a heck of a governor, but I believe he would never sign this into a law.
I think you're probably right. I certainly would hope not. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We're going to go to a break. We'll be right back to Dan and Big Fork.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Everyone knows that prices for just about everything have grown tremendously over the last 3 years. What's less obvious and less reported on is that the economy has grown tremendously as well. That's especially true in mountain states like Montana. When you ask the question, what percentage of the jobs lost during the pandemic has Montana recovered? You get an astounding answer, more than 150%. That's the kind of growth that helps state government record extraordinary budget surpluses in the immediate wake of the pandemic, some of which were returned to taxpayers as rebates. That's a great good news story, except for one thing. It's history. State revenues are not growing double-digit rates anymore. Far from it. In fact, in the most recent fiscal year, which ended June 30th, state tax revenues actually fell when corrected for inflation. And we're not alone. Former high-flying states like Utah and Nevada kept us company with their own declines in inflation-adjusted tax revenues. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.